KFW Mobile. William.
WK and 4 of UWA.
WA, W4 DJW.
Keep good day at the flying field.
Yeah, anytime you can leave there with the same quantity of airplane pieces as you left, as you went there with, then it's a good day.
Should have gotten out there this morning. I should have. It was absolutely beautiful this morning. And now your boss is coming home tonight, right? Well, you still got about an hour and a half daylight left. If you ran home right now and jumped out there and got that grass cut, you might be able to get loose tomorrow morning.
2 hours to do the yard. I've timed it many, many times. And it comes out to be 2 hours. That's for weed eating, yard cutting, trimming, and blowing. You got to do all of those when you do it.
And you can't start when it's wet. It just doesn't work good when the dew is still on. So if you started at about 10 o'clock, finished by noon, nah, the boss is going to get off of her work by 12:30, and she's already got me scheduled. I got to be ready to be on the go at 1 o'clock.
So that means no flying tomorrow?
Well, not tomorrow afternoon, because the wind's coming back up tomorrow afternoon from everything that I've seen. I may just go over there in the morning myself and fly a little while in the morning early, like around 10 o'clock to about 11:30 or 12, and then I can go over and get staged to do what the boss lady says for a while. But not tomorrow afternoon. And then wind's coming back up, and I got to do honeydew.
It's a good week of flying. We had a good solid week almost.
Boy, hey, this weather is just beautiful. I said this weather is just beautiful.
It is 82 degrees outside, and it's only going to get better. Well, and that wind's going to lay down about halfway through March.
Of March are upon us.
Prepare for those April showers.
Yep. Now, do you remember your Greek with the Ides of March? Ides of March were the Greek gods of wind, and every year in March, the Ides of March would start to blow, trying to blow away the winter and bring in the spring.
Well, that's where we are, because it's nice weather, but the wind is bringing it in.
I'll make a prediction. One of the best snows we ever had was during the first 3 weeks of March in about 78 or 79. So winter is not over yet. I've got a feeling we're still going to have some freezing cold blasts before the end of the cold weather.
Well, that wouldn't be unusual. We've had some of our deepest snows in March in the past.
My new UTV, I'd just love to try that thing out in some snow.
Those and the tires.
Oh, yeah. You're going to have to... See, I'm doing it again. I'm so fast on that mic. This thing, it's made to go, buddy. Let me tell you what. You're going to have to come by and see it, and let's go play on it a minute or two. It's four-wheel drive with four-wheel drive low range, and it's rated to pull 3,000 pounds and rated to haul 1,200 pounds in the bed.
Found down there. Who owns that lake back behind you? Could you take an airplane off of that lake?
If you want to go fly on that lake, let's go. The ducks are certainly using it for that.
Do you know who the owner is?
The ownership of that lake is divided down the middle with some people on the other side of the lake, along with the guy that lives beside me and I have easement rights to the back of the lake. So there's one, two, three, four, either four or five people that have ownership out to the middle of the lake.
Big enough for Jimmy to get his on the step?
Would, but I'm just not sure that he could open it up all the way, because doesn't he require like an eighth of a mile to really get it opened up all the way?
I don't know. Is it an eighth of a mile long?
I think it would be. Have I shown it to you lately?
I went down there on that golf cart that you had that time.
That's right. That's right. Okay. Yeah, I would, I would think it might be right at an eighth of a mile. But, you know, Jimmy's down in Florida right now, playing with these boats and vacationing. I think I've shown him the lake up there before. I just have to ask him. Get you up there with a couple of your float planes and show me how to do float plane takeoffs and landings.
Orlando, is he at that RC, whatever they call that thing, down in Orlando?
I believe he is, and he does the drag boats. He doesn't really fly.
I thought he went around in circles. I thought he had the catamaran with the two outriggers.
What he's doing is called a pickle boat, and basically a long, narrow hull with two nacelles, one on each side, and call it a pickle boat, because the hull looks like quartered pickles. And, yeah, he's doing the drag boat thing. He's not going around in circles.
Okay, so he changed up since I saw him fly, or since I saw him over at the lake at Donaldson Center back when I worked at Michelin, which was about over 20 years ago.
He's mentioned to me is the drag boats, and if he does the course racing, then maybe he does. I don't know, but he has not mentioned anything but drag boat racing to me.
To back it in the driveway and unload, and enjoyed it. Good talking to you. Good flying, even if it was bumpy up there. KN4BWA, W4DJW.
Hey, KN4BWA, clear.
Papa Tango radio check on 6-1.
Go ahead, radio check. It's working.
Very good. Yeah, November 3, Papa Tango. Name's Bob here. My 2-meter messed up a while back, and I finally got another one up. Thanks for the check.
Roger, roger. This is KN4BWA, and what's your name?
Name's Bob.
Well, Bob, come on in there anytime. As a matter of fact, I don't know if you're aware of it, we've got a 9 o'clock net every night on this repeater.
I am aware. I've been a member of the club for a while. I think I forgot my dues last year, but I'm trying to get back into it a little bit.
All right, since I helped you out with your radio check, now you got to check in tonight.
Day tomorrow, maybe not tonight, but I will get back on the net.
Roger, roger. Love to have you. Have a good evening. KN4BWA, clear after your final.
And November 3, Papa Tango, clear.
N4ZLK.
Neighborhood. Oh, hey, Shane, how you doing? Go ahead, Bubba.
Number one, I heard you call that UTV vehicle yours again. I thought we talked about this yesterday. And secondly, have you heard from Phil, W4NGU?
I talked to Phil probably Monday or Tuesday, and he's feeling a lot better now. Matter of fact, he is getting back to work, and he's getting out and about again, so he's doing fine. You can't keep a good man down. And listen, it's a testosterone thing. I gotta call it mine once in a while, especially when she's not listening.
Just letting you know, I heard you. But good, I'm glad I actually asked Dave, KB4CBA, if he'd heard, too, because I hadn't heard Phil in a while, and I didn't know he'd been sick. But I know his dad had not been doing well. So just wanted to check on him. I appreciate it.
Roger, roger. And listen, since you are a member of the male gender, I felt like I could trust you not to jam me up with the boss.
But I am going to give you a hard time about it.
There you go. All right, bud. Well, I hope your day doesn't run too long. Have a good evening. I have just pulled into the hacienda, and I got to unload and then go start cooking supper. So I will talk to you again. Hopefully I'll talk to you again tomorrow. All right. N4ZLK, KN4VWA. I'm clear if you find me.
Thanks, and I'm backing into a dock. N4ZLK, 73.
GSW.
Are you getting off work? KO4CEM.
Had a nice time for it.
I'm like, nope, I ain't staying at work. I went ahead and left.
82, 84, something like that. It's really nice.
Hey.
We had a trespasser follow somebody in the gate and was roaming around down the parking lot. They were high or drunk or something.
One more day to go.
Nice this weekend.
Not quite as warm, but I still think it's supposed to be up mid-70s or so Saturday. Text wife, said, let's get some firewood and let's do a little campfire in the backyard, maybe do some hot dogs or something. Can't go camping, might as well just do something in the backyard.
Rush today.
Now, did you mean like salad with a side of meat or salad with meat on top of it?
Veggies, a little bit of cheese, maybe a boiled egg.
Just salad, not mayo.
Oh, especially when it starts getting warm outside.
Oh, man, ain't nothing wrong with a good salad, but I want something to go on the side of the hat, like some chicken or steak or anything.
Outside tonight. But by the time I get a boiled egg on there, some croutons, a little bit of cheese, a little bit of bacon sprinkles, that's going to be pretty good.
It sounds good. My wife's keep me low carb. She makes our ranch dressing, so it's just, you know, I guess boots, mayonnaise, and I think milk, and then the packet of ranch, and she just whips that stuff up in a minute for me.
Okay.
Only carbs are really from the milk. Build me a little greenhouse, that way I can go ahead and get some lettuce in the ground.
Yeah, so I haven't tried to do any lettuce, but it gets super duper hot in there.
It's open most of the time. I mean, unless it's going to get frost, that'd be the only time you close it up.
I potted plants in there right now.
Different ideas on building one, either out of PVC or something. Just use some plastic film.
Be a raised bed. I got me some galvanized roofing sheets. And I'm going to make me a 4x8 and try that.
Me and my wife are looking. I got a little area beside the house where we got the fence that's at the back and then my driveway. So I measured all that out. I told her, I said, shoot, we just round up the whole thing, kill everything off, and build us a little raised garden area right there. And I do like two on the ground and then one kind of up high for like the small stuff, like the lettuces and whatnot. And I may try to work on that this weekend.
Yeah, and I got it built. I just got to get it backfilled now. And then I still need to put my rider back together. I guess I'll probably try to do that.
Yeah, replacement front tire for my John Deere. It's got a hole in the sidewall and it ain't something you can just pop off and back on.
If one did, every time you turn around, it's got a slow leak. I thought about having it foam filled.
You that myself, with mine being on the sidewall, I, you know, the plug just don't do a whole lot.
Just the rim, you know what I mean? It's old, it's probably 15 years old.
Yeah, I've had it since I moved into my house. I probably pushed my yard for the first year, and then I'm like, nope, I'm getting a riding mower. So it's had all the same tires on it the whole time, and at some point in time, it got a hole in the sidewall, and, you know, patches just don't work real well.
They're getting ready to expand.
Well, it depends on which expansion you're talking about.
The stamping building.
About that, they've already got people in, I think some of them in Germany and some in England training on the stamping process already, but yeah, they finally announced it. I know they got some other ideas that they're tossing around, that's why I wasn't sure which one exactly.
Eliminate as many part shortages as they can, right?
You come about, I don't remember how many years ago it was, I guess it was a Gestomp or whatever that place is called. They ended up having a crack in one of their dies, and we lost some downtime because of it. So I think that started making them thinking about doing their own stamping, and that's how it come about.
Last place I worked, we did the, you know, thermoforming, and usually, a lot of times it was the customer's, you know, mold and that, and we just used it to make their product.
Same way, and they ended up doing something and they cracked it and they were trying to figure out how to re-weld it, and you know, of course we had a supplier not too long ago that caught fire up north, and we were struggling then too. So there's been a couple of incidences where they've kind of motivated them to expand our operations in the more than just building cars, I guess.
By the gas station in Taylor's, regular was $3.79.
It'll be long. I mean, regular unleaded, it'll be over $4.
The end of March.
Russia hadn't retaliated and cut off our oil because we're still buying it from them.
They have to open up the pipeline, and that would go against everything that they did when he took office, right?
Yep. Everything's already done.
About that is he hasn't done anything good, so he'll be undoing the bad, right?
Nothing, though. I think they're going to hold out and hope for the best and sanction everything but taking oil from them.
During his speech, he was talking about Ukrainians, and he was supposed to say Ukrainians, and he said Iranians.
How about that? That was pretty funny. It don't surprise me a bit, though.
Passes or something. I hate that always squinting. It just reminds me of Deliverance.
Teleprompter somehow.
Bedford pear trees are getting ready to bloom, and my allergies will be ready to kick in full time.
It's March, the official start of spring, when all the Bradford pear trees are just puking pollen all over everything.
Just sneezing a bit.
I'll be here before we know it.
Open tomorrow, KN4 TFW.
Roger that. I think, come to find out, some of the other German plants are using, I think Ukraine builds the harness. So obviously they can't run, so that means that they can send up their parts. So I believe that's going to keep us going for a little while. KO4CF.
You guys, at least you'll be able to keep running. I was worried about, you know, running out of chips and being down a month. That has really hurt us in this area.
Kind of looms on the horizon because it could impact us at some point, but yeah, I mean, for now, since the other plants aren't going to use it, they'll just ship it over here on planes and just get it to us so we can keep running.
On shipping issues, they said, hey, this load, can you have it ready by Thursday? I said, yep, no problem. Then they come back and say, well, how about Wednesday? It's like, yep, no problem. Then they come back and said, oh, wait a minute, ship's delayed 2 weeks.
Which I'm really surprised my radio came in today. I don't know how it made it from China to here in, what was it, about 3 days? I was really surprised.
DHL.
It just shocked me that they had to fly it over. And it's just really shocking that they would do that for the shipment method from China.
To put it on a boat, it'd be 9 or 10 months before you got it.
Been forever.
Quick before you canceled your order,
right?
KN4 TFW.
Funny idea, Ken. You know they weren't going to wait on that, but yeah, I would have definitely, if it had been a month or two.
And on this afternoon?
Patrick?
Radio this afternoon.
Heard him, which I jumped in the truck probably maybe 5 minutes before you threw your call out.
Hey, Greer Day, I didn't see him anywhere and didn't hear him.
I guess one of them days where he sells most of his truck.
He's up early.
Billy.
Made it back to the house. So I'm going to say 73. Hope you have an awesome evening with the family and cook you some hot dogs over a fire. And I'll catch you in the morning. KN4 TFW.
73, we'll holler at you in the morning. You and the wife have a good evening. KO4CE, and I'll be standing by for a little while longer.